Yeah. Shira Chadashah, Noi Malevano, Shira Chadashah, Noi Malevano. Schreier.
Schreier Benz.
Or Benz, exactly.
We'll call them the Mercedes.
Exactly.
The Mercedes Benz.
Okay, well, first of all, Bershus, my father, Avi Mori. What a pleasure it was supposed to have. Father here, Baruch
Hashem. Can we do a little Nishmas, my father's aunt who
yes.
was your...
Yeah, what's the name?
Today?
What's the name?
I don't know.
Okay, little Nishmas, Rav Chaim's great aunt. Also, for Shlomo, for someone very much needs a very grifua.
Name is getting the name right now.
Naomi Bas Malka. You have to give me the name. Well, it's okay sometimes to say the name also when you're in the middle. No, all right? It's good.
It's okay. Is it okay?
It's okay.
Yeah, it's like an abrana bracha.
Yeah, we're gonna matter it. Also for Shlomo, for Naomi Bas Malka. It's a chus to have a lot of new faces, Baruch Hashem. Steve, I'm not sure what your name is, but you're holy Jews.
Joseph.
Rav Joseph. And Rav Yossi and Rav Avigdor.
Getting the name.
We should be zocha to meet together in Yerushalayim, Meretz Hashem. So the reason I asked the Rebbe to sing the Torah of Ashira, but Noimar Lefanov. Noimar Lefanov. Oh, Moshe.
Rabbini.
Come, let's make room. You can move that table back. Thank you, Moshe. So I saw a Torah, you know, this week's Shabbos Shira. Shabbos Shira, and one of the things that we focus very much on...
As Yosher,
one of the things that we focus very much on Nugunim and Chassidus is... Nugunim!
Oh.
So we have Shabbos Shira really all year round.
Yeah.
But now that Dafka we're getting to Shabbos Shira, I wanted to start off with a nice remnant. I also wanted to start off with the Majlis Torah, because we're going to Breslov tonight. I hope that's okay with everyone. But start off with Majlis. He says that on the Pasuk, Shira Chadash Shidchul Gulim, the phrase that we say in Tehillim. Oh, you got the name?
No.
Not almost. Different.
All right, we're shutting this
Shira Chadash of Shibchul Gulim, right? The words we say, right? But you don't have it yet, but I'll give it to you. He says, Shira Chadash, that we praise the Chadash Baruch Hu, the one who gives us great redemption. He says, Shira Chadash is Gematria 828, says the Majlis Rebbe. Listen to this, Rebbe. Shira Chadash is 828. And what else is 828? Eretz Yisrael. Take the gemach. I actually did this with my wife. You have to go out to the gemach. Sometimes they are one off or two off, and you have to figure it out. It's Mamash 828. When a person sings Mamash, a song from their deepest depths, I mean a Shama, connect a little bit to Eretz Yisrael. I mean, we spoke about this already on Shabbos on Chanukah by Majlis. We spoke about this on my side. But when a person sings, you feel connected.
We probably all go to Tzfat.
I definitely go to Tzfat. You guys could pick your place in there as well. But when a person sings and you feel something very close to their Ribbono Shel Olam, that is connecting to your neshama, to Nishmas Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Just to start off with that Torah, that has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about. Maybe we'll try to connect it. If you look on the top of page 1, it's a pasuk in the end of the parsha. Which pasuk did I give you? Pasuk Tezav. Yudav. So the pasuk says that the whole story with Amalek. V'hayakasher Yorim Moshe Yadav. Yodov v'gover Yisrael v'chasher aniach yodov v'gover Amalek. So what happened? Amalek attacks us after we leave Egypt. And it's a very strange pasuk that basically that anytime Moshe's hands were raised, they won the war. Anytime Moshe's hands were down, Klal Yisrael lost the war. There's a famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Amalek said, what does Moshe's hands have to do anything? So he says, no, it's nothing to do with Moshe's hands. It means the one the Jewish hearts were focusing on Hashem. That means that they won. And when they weren't focusing on Hashem, they didn't win.
But Moshe is like Klal Yisrael.
Moshe is Klal Yisrael. Good. Beautiful. So this is actually going to be a little bit of... It's never too early to start to get ready for Purim, I think. And definitely in our shir. So this whole Torah is from Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson was the prime student of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. Anyone ever been to Reb Nosson's kever?
Where is it?
Maybe next...
Is it in Breslov?
It's in Breslov. Reb Nachman is buried in Oman, and Reb Nosson is buried in Breslov. We should be zocha to go there in Meretz Hashem. We're going to go there a little bit right now. So he gives us a very practical idea on how to fight off Amalek. Because there's no Amaleks now in 2017 or 2018. Because Amalek, son of, what's his name, Nebuchadnezzar, scattered all the nations together. So how do we fight off Amalek nowadays? If you look on the bottom of page 1, Bahaya. Hayah kasher, Yorim Moshe Yado, Isa b'Zohar Kodesh. We're going to a little Zohar tonight. You have some candles, it means you have a heter and Zohar.
Really?
No, just kidding. You always have a heter. You know, that whole 40-year thing is Baba Mises.
Really?
It's not for now. Hayesh Hashem b'Kerbeinu im'ayin. It says, what happened? We questioned if Chodesh Baruch Hu was with us. Right? That's why Amalek was able to attack us, the Zohar says. Amalek was able to attack us because we questioned Hashem being amongst us. Shenoflu l'sveikos. I'm ready that we're in the second to last line. Shenoflu l'sveikos imechinas hakadusha hanikar yesh shor bekirbom. We had doubts if Chodesh Baruch Hu is still with us or not. Right after we sinned, we complained about the food and the mon and all this. Right, if you go to page now, about top of page 2. Im ayin, haynu kishnei b'chinos shehem iskalos ha-kedusha. There are two ways to be able to express kedusha. B'chinos mocha arat kevodo, b'chinos ayin, b'chinos yesh v'ayin. Basically, there's something from nothing or nothing from something. We don't get into that whole Zohar, but we're going to stay simple here tonight. Umachmas hayusurim shahaya lehem az shalo haya lehem ayim, hizchilu lipo lesveikos. What happened? You get, Jews don't have food. Jews don't have drink. What happens? I know it happens to me all the time. You start complaining. Start having a big complaint. And then you start having, where's the Kadosh Baruch Hu? I can imagine Klai Yisrael, they saw fire and water in the sky. Mm. They saw Makas Pachoros. They saw the sea split and then come back together. And right after, now you don't even finish the Aliyah, I think it's Revi. What happens? Right after Kriyas Yom Suf, we start complaining. Can you imagine? You could be on the highest of the highs. But soon, what happens after Kriyas Yom Suf? They start complaining. What happened? They said, is the Kadosh Baruch Hu here? They started having tzvikus. Like we all sometimes have doubts. Kadosh Baruch Hu really here? We hear crazy things in our lives. Something, you know, sometimes you get a flat tire or something, someone gets sick, chas v'shalom. You start questioning Kadosh Baruch Hu. Parnasa, this and that. So then what happens, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says? We start questioning Hashem. Then what happens? V'azai hevi Hashem yisparach aleim amalek. Right? We had our spiritual amalek, and that caused the Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring the real amalek. What happened? We started doubting Kadosh Baruch Hu. Is really Hashem with us right now? We don't have food. We don't have water. What did Kadosh Baruch Hu say? Oh, you don't think I'm with you? I'll show you how I'm really now with you. Mm-hmm. And he sends them a real malik. And then what happened? Says Reb Nosson, of oz histakul klapi mala. Then we started to understand. You have to look a little higher. To look at towards our Kadosh Baruch Hu, like we said from the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Ki kach derech adam lefamim kol zman she'en abal davar misgaber alav kol kach. When a person sometimes is not strong upon himself and you feel weak, then you search out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? When is it that we always seek out to Kadosh Baruch Hu?
When
we're in a bad place. But everything's going well.
He's in a fog.
It's like the famous story. It's like a famous story. The guy is parking his car. Yeah. He says, "Ribono Shel Olam, I'll learn Daf Yomi. I'll do something great. Give me a parking spot." What happens? He finds a parking spot. He says, "Oh, Rebbe, no worries. I found one. Right? I found one. Shkoich. Like, hello. Open your eyes. You know what I'm saying? So when things are going well, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't. It doesn't. It's very much. It's much harder to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu when everything's going well. Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes sends us alarm clocks or sends us wake up calls to realize that he's by our side. Ach, kishal ba davar mispashir al adam or berotzel apilu legamer chas v'shalom. And this applies to me so much, and maybe applies to you also. Sometimes when a person's at the end, you're mamish at the end, like Reb Shlomo says, mamish, you feel like you're at the end. What does the end mean? Like you just want to give up, get completely sad, depressed, finished, just want to give up. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu is ma'ir a little bit, holiness in your soul. Then a person's able to come closer to the bonushim. This is exactly why we have the war of Amalek right before Kabbalah Satorah. Why do we have the whole thing with Amalek before Kabbalah Satorah? Ki Amalek hu zumas hanachash, bechinas mekomas mutunafim. Right, Amalek comes from the shorsh of the nachash.
What's the deal with the nachash?
The nachash is bad news.
No, because someone was learning with me a certain. That the Nachash is like the highest level of the Yetzer Hara.
Yeah, no, the Nachash, everything evil from this world starts from the Nachash. Every Hitler, every pogrom, every Nazi, every Yetzer Hara starts from the Nachash. It actually brings me to a side point, if you want to talk about the Nachash for a second.
Yeah.
There's a famous story from Meir Pramishlaner. They asked the question, after they sinned, Adam, what was Adam? Adam, okay, he had to work a little bit. Chava, childbirth. Nachash, well, Pasuk says that he got everything. You got thrown to the dust. You have to eat. You know, okay, no more legs, whatever. He has to crawl. Crawling, not so bad. Okay, but he has food, he has shelter, he doesn't have to worry about anything. So Meir Pramishlaner asked, what's so bad about that? You know what he said? Kadosh Baruch, it's the biggest curse. Hashem says, take whatever you want, take whatever you need, and I have nothing to do with you. Right, what's the worst thing that a parent could do to a child? It's not punishing them, it's ignoring them, giving them nothing. Giving them everything, I'd say, I don't want to hear from you. Take my money. Take your wallet, take your allowance, but I don't want to talk to you. That's the biggest punishment. Don't worry, it never happened. that's what the Nachash. The Nachash is dafka the evil inside of us. The Seichel Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist when things are going bad. Ki Amalek, and that's the Nachash is the thing that caused Amalek and Adam and Chavah to sin. Right? The nachash comes to place that the thing that the places that are so dirty. A person has to scream to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lidro shel vakish aye efo kvod kedusha yisparach. The whole rest of the Torah is when a person's at the end. We don't have time to go through the whole Torah, but the whole Torah is basically saying when a person feels like the end and you feel like you're down, maybe you messed up, maybe you did something wrong. A person can never have any yesh, right? Rabbi Nachman's main thing is in yesh ba'om kal. A person can never give up. A person can always come back to the Ribono Shel Olam. There's a famous Gemara in Kiddushin. I shouldn't say famous because someone says famous and I usually never know it. So there's a Gemara in Kiddushin. Gemara in Kiddushin on Mavava Mabiz has my focus. I think we've mentioned this Gemara before. We mentioned it on Shabbos maybe. Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. When do we consider Kadosh Baruch Hu's children? Who do we usually passing like in Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir? Passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you only consider Kadosh Baruch Hu's child if you do his will. If you don't do his will, mess up, you're an eved. You're out of the house. Rabbi Meir says ben kach v'kach nikur bana. Either way, right? The pasuk says bana matan Hashem alakecha. Who do we paskin like in this case, says the Rashba? Usually paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Who do we paskin like in this Machlokas? Rabbi Meir. Because the Jew could always come back. A Malik, which is Haman, which is the Nachash, which is the Yitzhahara, is always trying to tell us, don't give up. Don't believe in Kadosh Baruch Hu. Things are going hard. Things are dark. Nothing's going to turn around for you. But our vote, especially now from the Parshas of B'Shalach, until we get to through Purim, the way through Pesach, is to be able to tell the Nachash, tell him, you stay on the ground. I could come back to the Ribono Shel Olam. Even though I messed up, the vote of a year to fight off a Malik in 2018, even if I mess up, I could always come back to the Ribono Shel Olam. It doesn't matter the darkest places I've ever been. It could be that I might fall again tomorrow. I can know, and then it's not an excuse. That's Christianity. Christianity says I sin, and then I say I'm sorry to Hashem. No. A person says, a real sorry to Kadosh Baruch Hu, then the Ribono Shel Olam says, I want you to come back. We all have our little marks on our head. We have to be able to fight it off. Just to end off with the Maisa, we try to end off with a story. And I want to end off some Nagunim. Oh. Yesterday was the... Yesterday, Hishvat was the Yortzeit of the Sfasemis.
Whoa.
Sfasemis is the second Gerebi, the grandson of the Chiddush Harim. Listen to this story. When I first saw it, I just looked wild. Sfasemis once got a guy comes to him, and he asks him, he says, my son is looking for a shidduch. Is this a good name? Is this a shayach name? So Sasema says, this is mamish from Shemayim. His answer back to the father was, this is from heaven. So the guy comes out, Chassidim asked him, no, what did the Rebbe say? He says, this shidduch is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't worry, he's saving lives. He's not talking to the garbage people. So what is Sasema? He said, this shidduch is mamish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they asked him after, like, you know, the Ger Rebbe, I don't know if anyone here knows, Ger is not into the whole... let's just say a lot of Litvaks are learning Ger Chassidus because it's the most Chassidus Litvak safe.
No, Tanya.
No. Even the Ger is very. It's well known by everyone. Baruch Hashem. So they go to him and say, "How could you use such a lashon? How could you use such a language that's from Shemayim?" So listen to what he said. He said, "Yesterday, the day before, this guy came to me. Listen to the story. It's a wild story." He says, "Stevie, you know what he said? He said a guy came to me, and he said, I'm very worried." So I have a very bad reputation. The Goyim, the non-Jews in the town thought that I did something, and everyone thinks that I have a bad rep. But the mice, I didn't do anything. There's only one guy. There's one guy in the town who says something good about me. He's the only one who believes me that I didn't do it. My girls are not going to get fun of Shad HaShadach. So what happened? Sasama said. He said that he told you the guy who said that. He said, don't worry. The Sasama said everything's going to be okay. He says that when he left the Ger Rebbe, the guy was so worried about his reputation. What happened? The girl's father, he was the person that they asked about his daughter was the one person who knew that he really didn't mess up. So basically, the person who knew the emes, who really knew the truth of what actually happened with that guy, was the one person that the girl's father asked. So when the Sfas Emes got this boy's name, that's mamash from Shemayim. Sometimes we could be at the end, right? Can you imagine this guy? He's mamash at the end. He thought it was all over. His girls weren't going to find a shidduch. What did Kadosh Baruch Hu say? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, even if when a Jew feels at the end, I'm always there. Shbizoch Emir Tashem. They never have an end, but it's human nature to have ends. be able to, it's human nature to be able to get sad and depressed and not feel good. Our vote is to be able to fight back with light, fight back with negunim and chassidus. I believe we could always turn to the Bono Shom and to remember that we, like we paskin like Rabbi Meir, ben kach, ben kach, nir karbono, which should be zoch.
Is your last name you got?
Oh, okay. Steve is in Honduras.